from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
1, 2, 3.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
We're back looking at the front page, and Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons come to terms on a rookie deal, a 4-year, $22.8 million deal.
I wish he would have held out, even though he's not starting. That'd be the most hilarious thing. I ain't coming. Better pay me.
I need some, what do they call it? Escalators. I need escalators in my contract. Playtime bonus. I want playtime.
What, you're holding out? Yeah, man.
If I get 75% of the snaps this year, I want $10 million.
You're crazy.
No, this had been reported kind of over the weekend that they come to terms, but officially put pen to paper yesterday. And it is, there is a little part of you that is at ease when you see that picture. Kind of, I think Adam Schefter actually tweeted a picture of him putting pen to paper there in that that beautiful conference room. I had the pleasure of being in a couple of times when I was up there in Flowery Branch,
and
he's got a little more. He's got a few more zeros attached to his than mine ever did, but. Nonetheless, he is your 8th overall pick.
So you tell him, back in my day, we had 3-a-days with no water, and I made a tenth of what you're making.
$20 per diem.
but now, as the Falcons, they put it out on Instagram, so they captioned it, "Our rookies are official." So
yeah.
All of them now, you know.
And this is just so much less eventful than it ever was when I was playing. I mean, you know, I think the number one pick, who was it? Was it Sam Bradford, number one pick my rookie year? In my draft class, I think it was Sam Bradford, and he was making like $60 million or something as the number one pick, and it was like a ton guaranteed. Man. And after my rookie year was when the lockout was. The lockout of 2000, I guess it would have been spring of 2011, you go into the lockout, and this all gets like the rookie draft slots kind of come into play. And I think it was Cam Newton would have been the draft slot that year, and that was the year the Falcons drafted Julio. And everything just kind of gets slotted in. And I think Cam went from Sam Bradford was like 60, and I think Cam's guaranteed.
Well, he's the reason why they adjusted that whole thing.
Is he?
Sam Bradford was so mid, but I think he walked away with like $250 million to be just so mediocre.
Sure. I was at the Cardinals during free agency when he signed there. So, yeah, I can't. I forgot where else he was.
He was with Arizona.
Drafted by the Rams.
Yeah,
right?
He was drafted by the Rams. He was with Arizona. He was with Minnesota and one other place. Maybe that was it, the Eagles or something along those lines. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, it was Sam. I think it was Stafford the year before Sam Bradford. Then you get Sam Bradford. I actually did combine training with Sam Bradford. Good dude. Used to what was that Scrabble game we used to play on your phone? He used to destroy me. Smart dude. Words with Friends.
Yes.
He used to destroy me at Words with Friends. Man,
I never played that.
I would be like. I'd be like, hey, Sam, let's get a game. Dude, it'd be over before I even knew what happened. I'm like, God, this guy is so much smarter than me.
Too
man.
Many syllables.
Like,
in
you're
that
too
word.
Nerdy, man. You know what I mean? A little bit more of a. A little bit more of a grunt style.
I think they did. They tweaked the whole thing because of the Sam Bradford.
Well, and honestly, I think the problem was what you had, Rob, is you had players that were being drafted, number one, number two, number three overall, and they were immediately becoming the highest paid players in the NFL. The highest paid player in NFL history,
That's
Sam
not
Bradford.
Much of, you're much like, of a meritocracy, is it?
No. You're like, dude, what are we doing? Why is this happening? But like I said, the real loser and all that was probably the 2011 draft, which was Cam Newton. And like I said, Julio was drafted here. I think Cam's guaranteed money was like $20 million as a rookie, which was significantly less than Sam Bradford got the year before. And so, yeah, it's a lot less eventful now than it was, you know, back, you know, 12, 13, 14 years ago, whenever that was.
Isn't Cam trying too hard on his podcast? He's trying too hard to be endearing and a personality and all the things. It's just kind of annoying, and I always like Cam until...
I think Cam is just... To be
striving
honest.
For relevance.
And let me be clear about this. I'm a Bama guy and a Falcons guy. I have no reason to support Cam Newton or care anything about Cam Newton. I just think he's being Cam. I think he's just being himself. I think that he's just speaking his mind.
A little bit more so, though, I think.
Remember, we had him on the show, and he's with Brandon Marshall, and I think it was right after all the Dak Prescott stuff, and he's calling, you know, all these guys a game manager.
Calling Brock Purdy game manager.
And I was kind of giving him, hey, you can talk about this if you want to. And I ain't standing away from that. I stand on everything I said. I ain't stepping away from the smoke.
But
and
you
I was
remember,
like, good for you, dude.
During that, when we were talking to him, he walked it back on Brock Purdy a little bit. Then he doubled down on it.
He walked it back on Dak, and it was like he doubled down on Brock. And it was like, yeah, I said what I said. But I respected it, and I think Cam
has got a problem with that.
He's been the same since I covered him for 5 years. And I think he's been, I mean, maybe he has more of a, I shouldn't say he has more of a platform now. I mean, he had a platform as an NFL player, but now when you get into the podcast world, and I guess if your podcast is successful, then everyone's taking clips of it. Yeah. Immediately you say something, clips going viral. Like, it's just kind of the world that we live in.
I think
he's a former number one overall pick. He's a former Heisman Trophy winner. He's a former NFL MVP. And I think that
NFL records, you
go back and forth based on the end of his career. I think a lot of people go back and forth about how much should I pay attention to what he's saying, right? I think that's always the conversation. It's like, but when you go and look at his track record about what he was able to do, it's like, well, you should probably pay a lot of attention.
The injuries are what took, I mean, that's pretty
well,
much
that,
it, right? The injuries are what kind of took their...
I think that's
Super Bowl.
I think
Von Miller basically ruptured his spleen in that Super Bowl, didn't he?
I don't know that the injuries had anything to do with the end in New England or the return to Carolina. I think his first end in Carolina obviously had its ups and downs, but it just... He's one of those guys that, man, that offense and that team caught fire for a few years, and he had a good run.
So it was fun times, let me tell you. It was fun times. Him and Greg Olsen, that connection. Anyway, this news is now officially official. J.J. Redick introduced as the Lakers' new head coach. There's a lot of chatter, you know, at talking heads and pundits and... No fans, but JJ's not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listening.
I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so. Just in terms of, you know, being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting. However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a like, honestly.
Engagement farming industry.
So much respect for that answer.
Oh my, I want to use that even though technically I'm in it, but I couch myself as a reporter. So then I'm like, I'm not really part of it.
You don't think the reporter is the engagement farming industry?
You do facts. You present facts and you relay information, right?
That's interesting.
So, but I don't go on and give like a, you know, Stephen A, those folks. You know, I'm not going out.
Stephen A's a journalist.
Is he? He's
one of those. He's one of those guys that you love to hate, I think. And he's okay with that. But back to the JJ Redick.
They're giving more opinion based. But yeah.
Back to the JJ Redick thing. I love the answer. And he's just. I hope he is able to maintain that level of this is who I am. Much like Cam Newton.
I think he will.
Will he get fined for that? Fine him for that?
I don't know. I mean, but is that an official NBA presser or is that just a Lakers thing?
He still has that. Oh, those smug, sneering, punchable faces of those old Duke players. Just so punchable.
I did love, and I can't remember who it was with him at the presser, but I was listening to it, and it was like, oh, well, you know, we love his ability to communicate. And I'm like, so you made this decision based off of the podcast. Like, you know, when he's on his podcast talking to X's and O's, or he's on
ESPN.
He's
brilliant. I mean, he's a savant.
Well, I think there's a difference, too, and I think this was the beautiful part about kind of this press conference and decision-making process is it's the communication. Sometimes you know football or you know basketball or you know whatever sport you're trying to play, but it's all about how you can communicate that to the players you are actually coaching, right? And I think that they expect him to be very good at that. He's had guests on his podcast that he talks shop with, and obviously I think they said Anthony Davis was a massive part of this and was in constant communication with the Lakers brass about who he wanted, and so that goes straight to the top of the list, man. Can you get the guys to do what you want them to do?
Well, that's the thing. Schematically, we know he's a savant. He knows the minutiae of basketball. Can he be like a Phil Jackson, a shepherd of egos? Can he appeal to those guys? I imagine he can because I think he was always pretty much a leader in the locker room when he was a player. Played 15 years.
That's what a lot of people have said about him. And you mentioned the egos, not saying LeBron has one, but he is a larger-than-life figure, right? JJ was asked about his conversations or any advice that LeBron gave him.
What was his advice to you throughout this whole coaching search process?
He didn't provide any advice. LeBron and I did not talk about the Lakers job until Thursday afternoon, about 30 minutes after I was offered the job. And that was very intentional on both our parts.
So I need to know what was the noise in the background.
That was someone agreeing with.
Well, they said that LeBron was supportive of the coaching search, but he was not a big part of it, and that was LeBron's decision. But they said the other captain, which was Anthony Davis, was a big part of that decision and was in constant communication. So who knows? And honestly, I don't know the number, and maybe Day-Day does off the top of his head. How many times has LeBron been on a team that was going through a coaching search? It's got to be at least five or six.
Who's the common denominator, LeBron?
Right? It's got to be five or six.
How many coaches he get fired?
I mean, that's the thing.
I want to say it's like about seven coaches. We actually talked about this on the Steakhouse. I want to say we ran off a list of eight coaches and seven lost their jobs. It was something crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of my point, though. It's like he's like, dude, I've done this like six times before. It doesn't matter who you bring in here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just make sure he stays out of my way for a couple of years.
I'm going to cycle through them, too.
How much longer I'm going to play.
Jeez.
Although reportedly offering him a max contract. So I don't know, man. LeBron, I have so much respect for. He's been doing it for such a long time at such a high level. He's a guy that was regarded as the next thing when he was 16 and has lived up to every ounce of hype that he ever had. And so
I got to give him that.
Yeah. I do too. You say whatever you want to about you know, how you think about him as a person or whatever else, man. He has stayed out of the spotlight as far as controversies
Voracious
go.
Reader, too, apparently.
That thing keeps circulating.
I'm sorry, man. That's the worst. It's so funny, man. That's just nonsense.
It is so
funny. Have you gotten past page two yet?
It's like you might as well be wearing frameless or lensless glasses. Just the frames, you know
Stop
what I mean?
Right. All right, all right. You know what? I think we diagnosed some of my sleep troubles because I tried to stay up to watch a bit of the Stanley Cup Finals, and I was on the struggle bus. As were the Panthers throughout this series when they allowed the Oilers to make a comeback. But lucky for them, they now have the franchise's first Stanley Cup. They defeat the Oilers 2-1 and winning the series.
Is that like the third Stanley Cup for the state of Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Didn't the Lightning get one, too? So the Southern team's dominating the NHL.
Right.
And now it's been, 30, 40 years since Canada's had one, which is just the irony in that is absolutely
insane. I know.
Insane.
You thought that they were going to – the way that they allowed them to come back in this series, they were, up 3-0 in this series, and then – Oilers stormed back at this one, but the goalkeeper, I guess, was the big topic of discussion because the amount of goals that were allowed, I think prior to last night, was it like 18 or something crazy between
That was fun, though. I playoff hockey is fun. I don't follow hockey like I did because two teams left me. You know, I didn't break up with the NHL. The NHL broke up with me.
Yeah, you're a little bit. But I was jaded.
I loved watching the third period last
you
night.
You seem like a hockey fan to me, man. I don't know what it is. You seem like
I grew up loving hockey.
Yeah. I watched watched some of it up and down, and watching the end, it was funny because the puck's just up against the boards for the last, I don't know, 15
seconds. Yeah, just pinning against the boards,
like,
man.
Isn't this just a perfect ending?
Perfect ending.
This is exactly how they want it. Just a gritty up against the boards win. So, nonetheless, man, that was a fun series, and the switch continues for Edmonton. The old Bobby Boucher. The switch continues. So, I don't know. We'll see. It was a fun series, though.
When we come back, we will hit a TV's timeout. And is Tennessee back in all sports? That's what Peyton Manning's proclaiming.
Shut up, forehead.
I'll get you caught up on the College World Series. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.